I am talking with Miss Teresa Terry, who is the Director of Development for the Nicholas House. Miss Terry, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Please share with our listeners, what is the Nicholas House and who do you support and how?
Nicholas House is a nonprofit organization. We were founded in 1982, and our goal and our mission is to help provide housing and supportive services for homeless families and to help move them towards self-sufficiency.
Now, a lot of us see homeless in parks, and it's usually older gentlemen who may have some mental challenges. What is the face of homelessness today?
Right now, the average age of a homeless person is 9 years old. In DeKalb County alone, 51% of their homeless population is families. In Fulton County, that percentage is 47%. We've also found out from the Federal Reserve Bank that Fulton County has the highest eviction rate in the entire country. There are a number of homeless families that are popping up throughout DeKalb County, throughout the city of Atlanta, and Fulton County as a result of this and other challenges that homeless families are facing. It's not your typical look of just an individual that may be dealing with substance abuse, mental health issues. It's families. It's couples. It's single dads, it's single moms that have one thing, one common bond, and that's their desire for a thriving life for their child and for their well-being and safety. So their circumstances are a little bit different, but what they do have in common is that they're looking for a second opportunity, a second chance, and we provide that for them and also a path to self-sufficiency as well.
Now, we know that homelessness is a problem, as you mentioned, across the country, but we know in our metro area, this is becoming even more of a challenge because of the Peachtree Pine shelter and its imminent close. How has that impacted Nicholas House, and how can people in the greater community help?
We've identified about 100 families that will be impacted with the closure of Peachtree and Pine. As we speak, families are actually being transitioned to Nicholas House from the Peachtree and Pine shelter. We have a family that has a composition of 11 members. What makes our organization unique is that we accept compositions of families of varying types as well as sizes. Many homeless families, unfortunately, get separated in shelters and other accommodations in order to support their immediate needs and respond to crisis. Our focus is keeping families intact. We are very intentional and about supporting the needs of families as they work together to resolve their issues involving homelessness. We do this by providing comprehensive wraparound services to the entire family. We actually provide parenting classes as well as financial literacy classes, and also provide an after-school and summer camp program for the children. We want their transition to be as seamless as possible as they're dealing with the challenges of homelessness. As you can imagine, it's often difficult being the poor person in the classroom, for example, for children. So we empower them and we encourage them to be as involved and help to also develop their social skills as part of our programs. For parents, we're also providing job readiness, helping them with employment, helping them also to increase their earning potential so that they're not dealing with crisis again, so that they're also, you know, in a better position financially, so that they're not, you know, recycling into homelessness, where they're not going back into crisis mode, where we're providing sustainability for families. What we're really happy to report is that 80% of the people that leave our programs actually maintain their housing for a year or more, which is huge, because we actually track them for up to 2 years, even after they've left the program, to make sure that the children are okay, making sure that the job environment is okay, making sure that they're maintaining housing in the community, because that's important. Success for us at the end of the day is keeping housing, not just getting housing.
And Ms. Terry, you mentioned to me a program that you all are having on October 13th. It's called A Sleep Out. Please share with our listeners what A Sleep Out is and how they can support Nicholas House by participating in this upcoming event.
Okay, the event is called Off the Street, On Your Feet. It's a sleep out. It's going to be on October 13th. The purpose of the sleep out is to raise awareness of family homelessness. Every day, families experience homelessness on the streets of Atlanta and other areas. They often sleep in their cars, etc. This activity actually mimics what that experience is like for many homeless individuals and specifically homeless families. For one night only, we're taking away all of the frills of technology and all of the advantages that many of us experience in our homes, and we're going back into what that environment, we're mimicking what that environment might be like for families, and we're sleeping on the ground in the backyard of Nicholas House. We're located conveniently in the Boulevard area. For that one night only, individuals will be sleeping on cardboard boxes and experiencing what that might be like for a family. Now, individuals can go to our website, which is www.nicholashouse.org, to actually register as a participant. Participants will then help by providing support to Nicholas House as they raise funds to support the organization as part of their participation. Each participant is required to or asked to raise up to $2,500, and the proceeds of those funds raised will benefit programs and services for homeless families and children, specifically after school and also summer programming, as well as programmings that inspire financial literacy, as well as parenting, and especially housing for homeless families.
For our listeners who want to participate or get more information, how can they find out more about Nicholas House?
Actually, they can go to our website, which is www.nicholashouse.org, and they can also contact our office at 404-622-0793, and we'll be happy to provide more information or assistance.